post show. Sure. Hopefully the first problem-free post show in the last four.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah, it's recording now.
Oh, hi.
So, if you're listening, thanks for subscribing.
Welcome
and
to the glory hole of the...
of the evening? Of the like, podcast. This is where dicks go to die.
So we're just talking about the Food Network, and...
Actually, it was a glory hole in Monster.
The secrets of Iron Chef, and, that big fat guy, is it Jeffrey Tambor's from Arrested Development.
No, yeah, it's Jeffrey something, I don't
Jeffrey
know.
Something, the man that did everything, and,
I'm convinced that that guy doesn't have a home, he just lives underneath that table.
Yeah.
Because like in some episodes, his tie and his shirt are just like undone and kind of hanging low. And
don't you get the impression though that he's one of those people that honestly doesn't know how perhaps off-putting he can be at times? Like he really does think it's a compliment to say, "Well, it didn't make me barf." Like, and there's
well,
this.
Thank you.
There's one other guy that he hates that he always squabs with.
Yeah, the long hair.
Yeah.
Okay, that guy.
Like that guy will say, these chicken McNuggets were succulent. They were, well, I love
yeah,
the barbecue sauce.
Like gourmet.
And then
bon
Fatty. Yeah. And then Fatty's like, I completely disagree with Fag over there with the long hair.
Look, hippie.
These things
I don't need
make me fucking puke.
Okay. What's funny is that guy, that I guess he's a writer, but he's also a chef. Okay. So, you know, there was Iron Chef, and then there was Iron Chef America before Iron Chef America. There was an Iron Chef America that...
Like a special?
Well, it was like, they tried this once before. Iron Chef America was hosted by William Shatner.
Whoa.
I remember
yes.
that.
And wow. he was the...
The secret ingredient.
Yeah. He totally did that.
His dribbles.
It was, they tried doing it, and he was the chairman. And he was like, I have brought... the culinary experts and created my own culinary. It's like, no, you didn't. You're
whatever.
You're Bill Shatner. Shut up.
Whoa. Don't get friendly with him.
Okay. Whatever.
You don't get to call him Bill.
Well, when he did that, he lost a little bit, but
he had something
how about
to
when
lose.
He did Splat yeah. Attack. Did well, he lose anything for doing Splat Attack?
Yeah. Or
points went up there.
For being in American Psycho 2.
No, oh, I didn't see that.
Or Miss Congeniality.
Huh.
American Psycho 2 is a sequel. In name only. It has nothing to do with American Psycho. It's horrible. Mila Kunis from that 70s show is the murderer.
What?
Spoilers.
And, well, it's pretty clear when she's like, hi, I'm Mila Kunis, I'm the murderer in the first scene. But, they don't show any
spoilers. Jesus.
They don't show any of the murders.
What?
.com.
It's just awful. My God. It was one of those movies that had we watched it for Shitty Movie Night, you would have turned it off. 20 minutes in because it was too real bad to be funny bad.
Gotcha. It's like something you'd see on Showtime.
As I recorded it off Showtime.
Like oh, at 3 a.m.
They gave me Showtime free for 3 months and that's probably the first thing I saw.
Nice. Wait, did you get upgraded to AT&T?
No. I was interested in doing a double package with UVerse.
Yeah.
And everyone told me the TV is awful.
On UVerse?
Yeah, I can still do the internet. I probably still will. It's actually about the exact same price
I'm
paying for
better. It was supposed to be equivalent to
I read a few reviews. No, but I've got my options are the DirecTV high def I have now. Or switching to UVerse, the only problem I have with DirecTV is I wish I could access my DVR from multiple rooms, which UVerse can do. And usually, yeah, and usually when it rains, my satellite goes out.
Yeah.
But I was reading some reviews of the UVerse box. Here's where they suck. DirecTV has been making boxes for 20 years, and the one that's out right now. From a UI standpoint, it is the most functional and easy to use cable box type thing I've ever used. And I got to use my in-law's Time Warner box every once in a while. It's like a child made it. A blind, half-retarded child.
Nothing is better than what DirecTV and TiVo has made because even...
DirecTV doesn't have a partner with TiVo anymore. But
well, but you used to have a DirecTV, right?
I have an old DirecTiVo, but DirecTV's new box that they make on their own, what I'm trying to say... is they've perfected it over the years. They've made so many boxes. The one I've got now, It's the best TV box I've ever used.
Yeah.
And I read some reviews of the U-verse box. It's their first one, and it's got some really deficient UI problems.
Everybody does, though. Like,
not DirecTV?
If you moved out of your house and we were able to get a BIOS, you'd be pissed at the interface for the box. It's not that great. It's
That's what I'm saying.
It's three stages better than what you see on Time Warner. But
right.
It's only three stages better than what you see on
my TV. Yeah, and DirecTV's box is great. Like, it kind of sucks. I way too much for their service, but their box is
for me
pretty much flawless.
For me, it's not worth
flawless
the
box.
Yeah, for a flawless box, it's not worth it for me.
Yeah,
I'd rather take like a three tier above Time Warner box because
right. You prefer,
I don't have to worry about it going out.
You prefer cheap TV to flawless box.
Well, it's not any cheaper. It would actually cost me a little bit more. I'd lose about 10 of the channels that I watch sometimes, and it would cost me 10 bucks more.
To, like, bundle those two together?
Yeah. Their channel packages are really weird.
But you would finally have real internet again.
No, I can just get internet by itself. That's not part of the equation.
No, yeah, I'm saying TV, like, purely. Like, if I move to another location and Fios is an option, or I could get, like, a badass box...
I would do anything other than Time Warner.
I would, well, yeah, sure, of course, but I'm just saying, like,
or Comcast,
I think
or
you would be torn because if
I
you saw the
am,
interface
that's
for
what
the
I'm
Fios,
trying to explain.
Yeah, the Fios box, like you can watch it on multiple TVs. You got
the
pay
service
extra.
Is probably better with U-verse. Like, there's probably going to be in the long run more high def, more easily accessible on demand, more networking features, all that kind of shit, and that's great, but. Some of the stuff I've read about their interface, it would really bug the shit out of me all day, every day. Another thing I don't like...
You just have to manage it more.
...is when you get a DVR, you only get one. Even though you can watch it in every room, you can't pause any other TV. And I've been pausing every TV I have for 6 years now.
That seems... I don't know if that's accurate.
That is accurate. I looked it up. All your boxes are regular receivers that can access the DVR.
Really?
You just love that I'm saying box over and over.
Right. Well, all your boxes are
regular receivers
for
input. Like, they accept the input. They receive it.
But if you click...
They undulate.
I'm staying out
so
of the conversation.
So wait, if you click on the box in one room, you can't click on another box in another
It pulls
room?
It... No, you can watch four things at once off of one DVR, but the individual room itself, if I go in that room and I'm like, oh, I want to watch NBC, I can't pause it. I can just either watch live TV... like a caveman, or I can watch a recorded program off the DVR
I'm
in the living room or whatever.
Fios does, because I don't have that option because I just don't want to pay for it. I mean, it's like $6, I guess.
You'd have to have a separate DVR in every room.
Yeah, and I do.
And U-verse doesn't offer that.
Oh.
But their internet, here's the other funny thing. Speed-wise, it's not even that much faster on paper than what I'm supposed to be getting now, and it's...
Wait,
about
what are
the
you supposed
price?
To be getting now?
I'm supposed to be getting like 8 down, and if you do a speed test, it's like, no, you get 5, and I'm like, fuck you, I get 5. There's no goddamn way I get 5. But because it's DSL, DSL really dies on upload.
It's a
upload.
Second-class citizen
yeah,
of
so,
the internet.
But upload is almost always capped at 768, and they claim I get 1.5 up, and I don't. I get like 384 or something.
Yeah.
So... paying the exact same for their 8 megabit package would probably be way better than what I get now. But their like 18 megabit package is like $80 a month.
Mine's cheaper than that.
You're probably subsidized through your apartment.
I don't think that's the case, but maybe.
Did they have to individually install you here?
What do you mean? The entire building is already pre-wired.
That's why. Yeah, there's probably one set of hardware driving... you know, your whole floor.
Right.
Whereas I'm an individual at a home residence, probably a whole different package. Your apartment complex is probably subsidizing a large amount of that to get people to move here. We used to do that
That's
with
weird.
Satellite, too. Yeah. But what are you paying, like 55, 60?
It's 60, I think 65 for 18 down, 2 up. And I think they offer 25 now.
Why is the up still so slow?
I have no idea.
I guess no other computer, I mean, everyone would have to be on fiber for that to even matter, but what was the other thing I was going to ask you? Oh, yeah. Did they, Did they put any hardware in your apartment? Like, do they have a box here?
Yeah, it's in my closet.
But you're still using your router?
Yeah.
So you're telling your router to pull IP from that box?
That box is just to separate the signal.
No.
No, it's, the U-verse box.
U-verse is different.
They want you to use their gateway.
Yeah, they call it the remote gateway. No, it's sitting in my closet. I'm actually using that as the router, and that it's actually handing out IPs to everything in the house.
Oh.
But it's passing through, because that box itself is not gigabit, which is retarded.
Right, and I have a gigabit Apple router, and I wouldn't want to stop using it.
Yeah, no, I've got it. It's right there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
See, the way that I have the house wired up is really strange, but I actually, immediately coming out of the gateway is a gigabit switch that everything plugs into. What is music doing?
I wasn't doing that on purpose.
Did they get into your box? I don't understand.
How. What? Shut up.
So why is your router in the loop? What's it doing right now?
The only thing that's actually routing is the gateway. That's handing out IPs to everything. But I'm using the switch.
Your network traffic is moving over the Apple router?
The wireless network traffic
is
moving over that.
Right.
Because it's N and the box is only G.
So here's what's fucked up is I'm actually, I don't know if I told you, but my D-Link NAS died.
Yeah.
Also, it was plugged into the exact same power strip that your Fireplod was plugged into when it died.
Bum, bum, bum.
So I'm going to throw that power strip away.
Yeah, I would burn that to hell.
Because all that happened is our power went out, and then when everything else came back on, that box did not. So I think that power strip's bad. I'm gonna throw it away.
Thank God that only killed the power supply.
Yeah, I know, right? And so that's what I thought was a power supply. So I got a multimeter, and the power supply was fine. So anyway, I'll tell you. Remind me to tell you what happened with that NAS off air. It's actually a pretty cool story. Let's get to this list,
because I think like people are like listening on subway trains and whatnot, going, what the fuck are they talking about? Like,
we're just rambling.
I don't feel comfortable talking about what I did with that NAS. But anyway.
No, that's fine.
So my NAS died, but that was a gigabit device.
Yeah.
And so now I've got a quad bay USB enclosure plugged into my Mac Mini.
Okay.
So I can do gigabit to the Mac Mini, but I'm bottlenecked by USB 2.
Yuck.
Oddly enough, everything works better now. Like, that little D-Link box was such a piece of shit.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, it's not faster, but all my videos still play. I don't have any high-def content.
Oh, okay.
But my videos play, my music still plays, and then everything's easier to access, and it's on an Apple partition instead of a EXT3 Linux partition, and I had to install Ubuntu just to get my data off that thing when it died. It was horrible. Anyway, so we had some lists to talk about. Yeah, we've been rambling for 13 minutes about technology.
But no, you had a Drobo?
No, I probably would still have a Drobo if I had a Drobo. They're like $600. I had a D-Link DNS323, which is a $200.
Don't buy that shit, folks.
No, don't buy the D-Link DNS323. It's a piece of shit. Here's why it's a piece of shit.
Just drew a dick on his iPhone.
That's awesome. Here's why it's a piece of shit. Because on the box, it says it does everything, and it's only $180.
Right.
It's like, no, it's FTP, web server, iTunes server, sweet. Gigabit,
excellent.
RAID, every kind of RAID.
Does it do AFP file sharing?
I don't know. Remote access, fucking Samba into it, whatever the fuck you want to do. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cheap and I can buy two discs for almost nothing and it just works for shit.
Yeah.
One of the reviews, after I got it, I was like, oh, I should update the firmware. I started reading about the firmware in a forum and it was like, I updated the firmware and it blanked all my discs. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll never update the firmware then.
Hey.
Because that's not worth it.
So yeah, so well, I've had my Ready NAS for 3-4 years now.
Yeah, but you bought like the most awesome thing available. I know. Out of my price range.
It's awesome. Eli is still showing me dicks on his iPhone.
Whatever.
Thanks.
I'm sure you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I just swapped out all my original 4x400 drives with 4x1.5 terabyte drives.
Thanks, man. You show me dicks now.
There's a lot of porn on that.
I'm sure there are
a lot. There's a lot of porn in that box.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find these. All right, so I've got I don't care about this. I had a list of TV's biggest game changers, but I don't give a shit about what? That.
TV's biggest game changers?
Leno's flop to Oprah's plans to free daytime. The people who have had the biggest impact on the industry. I don't care about that. I don't care about this Clash of the Titans trailer that I've got here. I don't care about this. Let's see. That's old news. Let's see what this is.
You're leaking.
What?
Your faucet's been leaking since you got water.
Thanks for telling me.
And you're leaking.
I don't know what this is about. All right, let's look at the most disappointing movies of the decade and see if that's anything interesting.
Star Wars
Episode 1. Try to pick it again.
Matrix Episode okay. 2.
You know what's...
As long as it's not like 50 of them.
Right. That would be all three. No.
Hey.
You know, speaking of Star Wars, not related, I watched Star Trek again for the first time since I saw it in the theater. Which I only saw it once in the theater.
Yeah. Star Trek the movie?
Yeah. I think that is actually an Iron Man level movie that you could watch maybe every day and not get tired of it.
Yeah. It's sitting right over there. I can put it on right now.
No, it's okay.
No, it's right there. I can...
Still it's best the blue. Ever
it's the Blu-ray. Clone.
All right, if they're yeah,
I just picked up the first six on Blu-ray that are right next to it. And
hey, what, did you? Wrath of Khan, were you the one that told me that even if they made a drive compatible for it, that a Mac Mini could never play a Blu-ray? Is that what you told me?
It depends on which, like the new ones, probably could, but there's no native Mac software to play it.
I've got a core single, not. Core solo.
No.
Okay.
No.
I've got the same one you have.
There are some additional, like, you can have a third-party USB decoder.
Oh, I know, but there's no software to play it.
I'm not sure what you would use to play it.
It's not done.
I think VLC is working on, and I know XBMC is also, it can't play a Blu-ray off of the disc, but it can play the native Blu-ray format files.
There's a third-party Blu-ray drive for Macs, but it's only for data. The whole point is, I'm not going to buy a Blu-ray player because Blu-ray is not going to be around for very long. And I'm not going to buy any discs for the same reason. But I would get them from Netflix because it would cost me, you know, like nothing just to say, no, send me the Blu-ray instead of the DVD. Just to watch a movie every once in a while. Right. Whatever. This list might suck. Hang on a second. It's kind of random. Oh, I don't like this list. This is no good. This isn't even interesting.
Did you pre-screen this shit?
I am now. This is a shitty list.
No, you're not now. We're live.
That list sucks.
Live to tape.
Let's see if this is any good. This sucks. This list is no good. All right. Then there's a list. This is funny. I think they were actually making fun of the fact that people keep aggregating shit from the end of the year. So they made the list of lists. And I've got... Let's see. Advertising, architecture, art.
You realize you advertised books. In the real show... What we just refuse to do in the post show.
It's a bait and switch, man.
Wow.
Just how it goes.
Glad to see your business ethics or
whatever. I'm gonna check. Okay, yeah, film. Here's some film lists.
That's like a giraffe dick. What is that?
Look Are you that. Still drawing dicks?
Yes, he is. On his iPhone.
Top 10 show comedies, trailer. Best documentaries. That is like a giraffe dick.
See? You see it.
It's got spots like a giraffe dick.
It's like down, crazy long.
Dicks up.
I'm not finding a good list here.
Fine. Look at the DVDs on my wall and start critiquing.
Best nude scenes for
Mr.
Skin.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
Okay. Considering I've seen...
What are you talking about? Yeah, there's already a website for that. It's called Mr. Skin.
Oh, we're hearing...
All right.
Oh, it's actually a video.
It's a video? God.
No, we
you
can't do that.
So worthless. Speaking of
here's top 10 nude scenes of the decade.
Okay.
And this
is
might be
also
a list.
A video?
It's also give a video.
God damn it.
It's also a video?
God damn it. Can I see it in a non-video fashion?
No, it's Mr. Skin. You know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, maybe I can scrub through it without actually hearing it.
Sure.
No, never mind.
Maybe you could be more worthless.
I'm pretty worthless here.
Yeah. So, speaking of nudity.
Keep talking.
Recent movies.
Sure.
Last week, I think, did I talk about seeing Antichrist?
We were here. What?
No. No, you weren't here for that.
What is Antichrist?
Okay, it's a Lars von Trier movie.
Okay.
Which stars, what the fuck is his name? From Boondock Saints, he's the cop that's a cross-dresser.
Christopher Walken.
No.
Oh.
That was my first thought, but it's not him.
No. Yeah. Keep going.
Who the fuck is that guy? Anyway, he's in it. It's him and it's a woman. And it's the story of how they cope with the death of a child. Their child, I guess.
Okay.
Except it is the single most fucked up movie I have seen, I think, ever.
So how do they cope?
I don't want to spoil it because I want you to have to suffer through it.
Oh, that probably won't happen.
Yeah.
Was it Antichrist?
Antichrist. And I think the moral Wouldn't of the defend. Movie is that... Thank you. I think the moral of the movie is that women are the Antichrist.
Really?
I think that's what
Is there
I was
an Antichrist in the movie?
It's vague.
Yes.
But there was a woman in the movie.
Did you hear about that movie called...
But there was some really incredible nudity.
Did you hear about that movie called... It was called, like, Human Centipede?
No. I think I've seen a porn like that once, but...
There is a movie called, like, Human Centipede or something where...
Is that, like, a man train?
Yes. A doctor... Oh, a doctor... His dream, for some reason, is to create... A human centipede. He captures vacationing 20-somethings, and they wake up with their mouths sewn to each other's assholes, their kneecaps removed, and various other surgeries. And he makes like a five-person human chain. And I saw a still from it, and it made my fucking stomach turn.
Okay, so was it schlocky, or was it?
I think it was meant to be a fucked up horror movie. Oh. I don't know if it was like poorly produced. I didn't want to see a trailer for it, honestly.
Antichrist it's completely serious. It's visually, it's actually one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen. It's incredibly shot. And it sort of just unflinchingly does horrible, horrible things to the people in the movie and thus to the people watching the movie. It's the only time I can actually remember legitimately holding my hand over my face to not see what I was pretty sure was about to happen.
Well, you're just going to have to tell me because I'm never going to see it.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to spoil it for the readers.
It's like hard.
Well, then you can tell me afterwards.
What was it?
Oh, hard
candy.
It's
much more uncomfortable than that.
That was like one of the top 10.
That was the most uncomfortable I've ever been in a theater.
Yeah, it was like top 10 horror movie. Or it was the addition to Bravo's like top 10.
And then she became Juno.
Yeah. Hey, she's so happy and pregnant.
Here's a YouTube version of that Mr. Skin nude scene. Maybe I can scrub through this.
No. Oh,
Jesus.
Let's take a look at what's on the Playboy channel. Raunchy role play.
Oh, my God.
RPM triple X stream.
There's been a movie coming on with Amber Benson from Buffy and Ron Jeremy about, like, an evil cock that tries to kill everybody. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. Huh. I remember we saw a trailer for that.
I don't remember that.
We saw a trailer for that. It was on, was it on Black Devil Doll?
I would have remembered that.
I think it
Okay,
was.
So I've got the top 10 nude scenes of the decade.
Wait, I was already drunk when we started Black Devil
Well,
Doll.
That's true. But
I've got the top 10 nude scenes of the decade.
Wait, are we All sure right. you don't want to take a look at what's on
the Playboy
Flesh Agenda?
No. Do you want to guess? Number 10.
Wait. Year in movie. Or year in...
genre.
Yeah.
Genre is historical, biography.
Titanic.
No. Biography. Titanic. Features a lesbian scene. Features unibrow.
Oh God! You're talking about her face and
Sesame
not her
Street
vagina, right?
Confessional.
Selma Hayek in Frida,
what?
Where she played that artist with the unibrow.
What? Right.
And Dr. Octopus is in that, I believe. Alfred Molina.
I think he shows up as Doc Ock.
Right.
Yeah.
So
this one, I bet I'm the only person.
One brow.
I think I'm the only person that saw this movie. It was a really bizarre art flick.
What?
Imagine if Garden State had been made in the UK. That's pretty much what this movie is.
Okay.
It's Crying Game.
It's called Cashback. It's about a guy who's an insomniac, and because he can't sleep, he takes another job that lasts like all night or something at a 24-hour grocery store or something. And in his daydream that he lives in, because he's such a sleep deprived, he can pause time and then like take people's clothes off. So one of the things he does,
I've seen the trailer for that.
One of the things he does is there's some girl named Keely Hazel, and he takes all her clothes off and then like puts them back on or something.
Does he R her?
He sketches her, so I guess he S's her.
Huh. That's less exciting. R is much better
liked
than S.
It the there, first there is time actually, it was called Hollow Man.
Sort of, but no.
He totally R'd
Kevin
her.
Bacon's dick is not in this. The other thing that I really liked in this movie was that he notices that women are buying a certain kind of conditioner bottle because it would make a great dildo.
So okay.
He like there's like a conditioner bottle that's just like a bullet shape, and it's like a perfect dick right. shape, but it's a, you know, it's conditioner.
It's,
so they're like, hey,
silky hair.
And he sees people like, you know, buying their normal shampoo and then throwing in one of these like conditioner dildos. I just think it's funny.
Conditioner dildo.
So there's a tip for the ladies. If you're too
embarrassed
to go to the sex shop, look
Get
for a conditioner dildo.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's.
I have never heard of this movie.
Go find things to put in your noonie.
You ever heard of a movie called Milena from 2000?
No.
Apparently, Monica Bellucci pulls her tits out in that.
Oh.
Okay, this
and then
one
she went to go on to play Jesus's mother.
This is a big one. Batman played Jesus.
Yeah.
On TV.
It's true.
This is a big one for anyone that grew up in the 90s.
Wait, this is of a decade?
Yeah. This is 2000 and 2000. Features
Titanic.
A child star.
It's 97.
In her first and only nude scene. A
Wait,
breakout.
Was she a child in the nude scene?
No. Breakout from her previous roles. And she is now being held hostage by a wizard.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
Harry Potter.
No. No, in real life, she's being held hostage by a wizard.
Oh.
Greg Kinnear's in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes in The Gift.
Oh, shit, I've seen that. Oh, God.
Wait, I think I have seen that. And I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
And then Katie Holmes is like, check out my titties.
She's got nice tits. I mean, they're nice. She should do more.
I honestly don't remember because that movie was awful.
But the scene's really hard to watch because they're like fighting.
She gets punched.
She gets like punched in the face.
Yeah, and then you're like, what?
Who hasn't wanted to punch Katie Holmes in the face?
Well, I do now. I want to save her.
Right. That was the movie where the guy had like the retarded kid kept talking about.
I didn't watch the whole movie.
No, the
I mean, seriously.
It's a good movie.
Hey, can you grab my coffee out of the fridge there?
Manservant.
I just remember it being awful.
Eli's mic is feedbacking. I'm going to pause.
No, The Gift was good.
All right, we're back. Apple. So we had a... If it's a girl, bookcase or sandstorm.
What?
Or hat, but that's more of a boy's name. That's what Suri tells Liz she's going to name her baby. If it's a girl, bookcase or sandstorm. Or hat, but that's more of a boy's name.
Love bookcase. I like Sandstorm.
Okay, so back to nudity. I think Katie Holmes just had a fantastic body.
Wait,
and,
you were saying she was a child star? Because I don't... From
Dawson's Creek? She was 14 when she started.
Yeah,
this.
That's not child star. I wasn't watching that's that. Teenager. That's
that past,
teen star then. That's
past my years. I grew up on like Different Strokes.
Yeah, also, The Gift was a good movie, so fuck both of you.
Okay, I'm going to let you guess which Anne Hathaway movie this is, because she's shown her tits in all of them.
Titanic.
It looks like it's from 2005. I can't really see the letters, the numbers.
2005.
She did some indie movies for a while there, so I don't remember which ones.
It's called Havoc. I've never heard of it.
No, no idea.
I
know there was an X-Man called Havoc.
Really? She got all nudie in that?
He was an X-Factor. That was Cyclops' brother.
Factor X.
You might not...
Shut up.
Alex Summers was his name. You might not remember the name of this actress, but you probably know of the movie. This is a movie that was parodied in Arrested Development. As
the cousins?
Les Cousins d'Anderot, the dangerous cousins.
What was it that he rips off the wall and turns it, and that's on the back of the poster?
Yeah, it's
and
he's a poster.
Like, huh? Eh, whatever.
It's a French movie. I like the way they think.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Ocean Walker. No.
Yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, that one.
It was called The Dreamers.
There we go.
And I have seen it. It's not bad. It's not good. It features another Dawson's Creek alum.
Oh.
Also, the kid that plays Tommy Gnosis in Hedwig is the same guy.
Oh.
He was from Dawson's Creek, actually.
I guess.
Like, right before that.
Weird.
Yeah, that movie features brothers and sister that do it pretty much constantly.
Yeah.
And
well, you know, they're in
the French, like, the rebellion is happening around them. I don't know what happened in, I don't know my French history, I guess. But sometime in the 50s or 60s.
Did they surrender?
Yeah. There was a rebellion, and kids were going nuts in the streets and tipping cars. And during all this, they just stayed in their apartment and had sex with this dude over and over and over.
Oh, so there was a third.
Yeah, he was third. Tommy Gnosis was the third. Now, in their defense, it's pretty much just him fucking her, but the brother is naked with them, like, the whole time.
It happens.
Right. This one...
Whatever.
Lose your pants.
Right.
Was, I believe, still a highly anticipated nude scene from a very famous
Titanic.
A-list actress.
Back to the Future.
That I found quite disappointing.
Because
she has
what
pancake
is this number,
boobies.
Number what?
Number four. She has pancake tits. 2001.
Oh. Sorry. Before we go on, is there any nudity on this list?
No.
Or, God
this
damn,
is Mr.
Why?
Skin. He doesn't do that, does he?
Who do you think controls the internet?
Yeah, I know.
Penises.
Right.
Straight penises.
it's like, can we see some? What the fuck?
Something with
there's never cocks
Moore?
In movies.
It's pretty rare. There's a single cock shot in Antichrist, which is amazing.
And I Love You, or not I Love You, Man.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Jason, what's his name's
yeah,
dick
Jason
enough
Siegel.
Times.
Yeah,
I've got it memorized.
It
I could
more funny
I could sculpt it. I could sculpt it out of clay right
now. Got a surprise for
I
you.
I love when he's trying to fuck her and can't get it up. He's like. She's like, should I use my mouth? He's like, no, yeah, okay, yeah, use your mouth. Okay. All right, grab my nipples. Okay, no, stop that. That's bad. Don't do that. I don't know why, I just love that scene.
So did something with Demi Moore. G.I. Jane.
No, but that's a good that's a good analog. She actually has giant fake boobs, so these are not pancake boobs.
Okay.
It's a black lady.
Halle Berry?
Yes. Halle Berry and Swordfish.
And Swordfish.
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 Fish. She has pancake boobs. They're gross.
I never saw that. I couldn't muster up enough.
It has one really awesome action shot.
The rest of the movie is turd.
Yeah.
John Travolta turds that movie up so
hard. It's amazing.
Hard.
Yeah, the opening scene is John Travolta talking directly to the camera about how bad Hollywood action movies are and how, like... You can't write that shit because no one does it well. But
and he has a giant vampire widow peak haircut. Oh, man.
But then there's a pretty
one scene,
fucking awesome explosion.
There's one scene where they bring Hugh Jackman in. And to find out if Hugh Jackman is really the best hacker in the world, which they think he is.
Oh, yes.
They sit him down in front of the Matrix and have a hooker suck his dick while he has to decrypt something.
Right.
And so he's like this. He's like, oh. Like typing, furiously hacking, oh dick, oh balls, oh.
Oh, whatever. Then that's made up because like that's most hardcore programmers
what?
Like at
made
home.
Up. Yeah, it was a movie.
I'm
it's
just
not
saying.
Real.
I'm just saying like
Wolverine real, was in it. It wasn't real.
Real hackers would be like,
right.
They have those kick-ass keyboards that are
real hackers would be getting their first blowjob and probably not paying attention to what was on the screen.
Oh god.
They'd be doing this and being like, giggity.
Well, no, they could jerk it and hack at the same time, but not when a girl's involved.
And
all right, this one
desensitized.
This one is more of an 80s, early 90s actress who has made a recent comeback and gotten naked in every movie she's done in her recent comeback. She also got a pretty smoking body.
Oh, okay. No, it's not who I thought then.
Who?
I was going to go with the fucking the woman from Misery.
No, that's sort of true, but horrible.
Because she did.
Oh,
she did.
That's like your description fit up until the movie.
Yeah, that she is.
Lady. Seriously, they would have beautiful babies.
Honestly, don't you think Rhea Perlman
see, like the time warp continue?
Don't you think Rhea Perlman just looks kind of ghastly underneath her clothes too? I mean, I bet her Danny DeVito.
She does, but I would love to get drunk with her.
Her and Danny DeVito fucking is gonna look like a fucking Geiger painting. Okay. God damn it! They've got to have kids, right? Their kids like mutants.
They probably come out.
It's Marissa Tomei. In
everything.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. Right.
Yeah.
They could have very easily said the wrestler though.
I never saw it either.
I heard that she was nudie in that.
This one. All right, this is a stripper movie that no one saw, but it does feature a...
That was in 2000?
Does feature another teen actress getting naked for the first time.
That was what's her face? Is that in the
Titanic?
2009 just happened.
Oh.
2008 maybe?
Equus.
2008.
No. I was going to say what's her face from
It's a Party of Five chick, I think.
Oh, I don't.
Jessica Biel in Powder Blue.
Didn't watch that either.
She flashes titties in that?
I guess so.
I'm so ashamed of her.
Cuz she's from a good Christian family.
Was she?
She flashes titties and then pours sex wax all over them.
And then candles, makes sex sculpting of them?
Sex candles. Sex candles and burn at a lower temperature so you don't hurt yourself.
They put them on Buster?
The last one is a woman I've never heard of named Eva Amuri from Californication.
No idea.
Another stripper scene.
I'm assuming she's got a rockin' rack.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm just going to Google best male nudity.
So I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a cock in a movie that wasn't being ironic. It was Into the Wild.
Wild Things.
Have you seen Into the Wild?
Is that the one where they're on top of a bus?
On the cover, yes.
Holy where that kid shit. Just runs off I've by himself. For
okay, first of all, I watched the whole thing without knowing it was a true story.
Into the Wild.
It's killer. Ooh.
Is it about a kid who gets in a popcorn-looking balloon and flies away?
No.
Nice.
Best male full frontal?
The name
okay,
of the
we'll finish off
the
with
Dong
this.
The Dong Show.
We'll finish off with this. Dong but first Show. Off, Into the Wild.
We're going to guess.
Oh, God.
Into the Wild is a... they're all going to be funny because there haven't been any serious dick shots in movies. Remember when Bacon? Colin Farrell was going to show
Bacon
his dong?
And Kevin Bacon.
In Alexander. And they cut it out because they were like, nope, this will be the Colin Farrell dong movie if we leave it in. Because apparently he has a gigantic bird. That's what I read, is that it's like a foot and a half long.
They're like, you trim that bird?
No, okay. Aww. In Into the Wild, it's a...
Oh, God.
Hang on. It's a... who's the guy that was married to Madonna? Makes good movies now? No. In the 90s.
Sean Penn.
It's a Sean Penn movie. This kid is destined for Harvard, takes all of his college money, and writes a check to a charity. His parents are rich. He hates them because they're materialistic and spiteful, angry people. So without telling a soul, he ditches his identity, burns all his cash in his pocket, burns his ID, and starts trekking across the country like a homeless person and meeting all these interesting people and having these adventures and just loving life. And his whole goal is to get to Alaska, where he wants to have this great outdoor adventure. And he, you know this before the movie starts, so I'm not spoiling anything. Gets to Alaska, gets lost, starves to death, and dies. And
uplifting.
It's oddly very uplifting. Like, maybe one of the most uplifting movies I've ever seen, in that it's like about the triumph of the human spirit. Like, not giving a shit about earning and owning and possessions.
And then starving to death.
He goes out into the wilderness without having really gotten enough survival knowledge. He thinks he's got enough, but when he gets out there, he doesn't really know how to hunt.
Oh, no.
And he eats some of the wrong plants, and it makes him really sick. And
Man vs. Wild was created.
But I didn't know. Actually,
they were like, "Yeah, this is what you
don't do." No, one of the series was created after the book came out. I don't think it was Man vs. Wild, but one of the survival series was.
Yeah,
it might have been Survivor Man.
They were like, "Yeah, don't do this unless you watch this show."
There's a few theories about how he died, and they don't know for sure, but they thought he ate some berries that blocked digestion. And that means anything else he ate, he couldn't get any nutrition. So even though he was eating, he was starving to death.
That's fucked up.
And another theory is that he just starved to death because he kept a journal. And so they pieced it together after they found his body, like 3 weeks after he died. He was like 67 pounds.
Oh, Jesus.
And now who knows how much of that was from being dead for 3 weeks, but still, that's pretty fucking light. He had kept journals, and then they traced his steps back through all the people he had met and found out what all he had done, and then this guy wrote a book about it.
Right.
And so I didn't know any of it was true, though. It was, like, fucking heart-wrenching. And I looked it up afterwards. Like, apparently Sean Penn's been trying to make this movie for 10 years and just got permission from the family to tell the story.
Right.
It's fucking crazy. He also, he kills a moose. And he's like, holy shit, I killed a moose. I can eat. And he doesn't really know what he's doing. And before he can dress and cure any of the meat, it's full of worms and bugs and parasites and shit. And he ends up letting wolves eat it. And he's like super depressed over it. Like, it's just crazy. Anyway, okay, dicks.
Good times.
Let's talk about dicks.
It's a waste of meat.
Dicks.
Let's talk about dicks.
Let's see what we got. This is actually broken down by actor as opposed to by movie.
Okay.
Ooh, all right.
And I think this is of all time, so it's not this decade.
Well, because there was probably two this decade.
Right. It's hard to come by good cock on screen.
You know, even beaver shots on screen usually aren't real.
In Antichrist, they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Very disturbingly real. I'm just saying,
Hollywood typically assumes that if you see female pubic hair, you think you're seeing a vagina. But they're typically wearing a wig, and it's typically like underwear. I mean, it's usually not real.
Right. No.
A merkin, as it were.
It's true.
I talked about that at work today.
Really?
Merkins?
Yeah. Yes. Came up. Okay. Number 10. Harvey Keitel.
Oh, from the horror movie.
In both Bad Lieutenant and The Piano.
Cape Fear. Oh, no. I thought he got naked in Cape Fear.
No.
The Piano.
That was just your dream.
Do you remember that old SNL, when SNL was really funny? There was a sketch.
Yes, I remember.
It was like 20 years ago. There was a sketch called The Washing Machine that came out right after The Piano.
No.
It was the same exact movie, except it was like the little girl like using her mother's washing machine instead of her piano, and like the guy gets so fucking turned on when she's washing clothes, and like, and it's so fucking weird. Anyway, go ahead.
It's more of a think piece.
Yes, it was funny, though. It was funny.
This next one, I'm not really sure who this person is. Vincent Gallo?
Anyone? That name is super familiar.
He was a hobbit.
Hobbit.
He sounds like a hobbit.
What's his name?
Vincent Gallo.
I mean, what was he in?
Brown Bunny.
Oh, that's the guy that made Brown Bunny. Chloe Sevigny sucks his cock on screen. He comes in her mouth.
Oh.
Have you not seen that?
I haven't seen it. That's where I know that name.
You should at least watch the clip just because she's famous.
Right.
I don't know what else to say. The movie was apparently so terrible that it's made most of the list for like worst movies of all time. But they got really attacked by the press for putting a real dick suck in a movie just to get people to come see a terrible fucking movie.
Right.
And they were like, no, it's an art
piece. I remember that.
Piece.
That was like... What, only just a few years ago? Because it was, like, huge in the news.
It's very... Chloe Sevigny's always done, like, hypersexual movies. I mean, she was in Boys Don't Cry. She's been in a lot of movies with a lot of sex. But in this, I mean, she pulls a cock out of his pants and drinks it. And then and then the rest of the movie sucks.
This cock is delicious.
She sucks, wise. And then it sucks. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Okay, next, I can vouch for this. The entire cast of Short Bus...
Oh, I've seen some of that.
Yeah. The opening scene is just cutting back and forth between every character in the movie fucking their partner or multiple partners.
That movie...
Male and or female.
That was... The only reason I saw parts of that was because it was John Cameron Mitchell's follow-up to Hedwig. And so I'm like, okay, I want to give this guy a chance. In all honesty, it wasn't a beautiful film. I think it was a good experiment because none of the sex is simulated.
Right.
And so it's a movie where everyone fucks for the entire movie for real. And my friend Cornmo is in that movie. And when he told me that, I was like, who were you fucking in that movie? He's like, no. At the end, at the short bus,
right,
when the band comes through,
yeah,
he was leading the band.
No shit.
And was too stage frighty, embarrassed to get in front of the cameras, ended up getting way in the back and not making it into the movie. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Wow.
I mean, not that anyone saw that movie, but his band did end up backing Mitchell as the Angry Inch at a live film festival. Shit. Yeah.
Wow.
They did like small world. They did like three or four songs.
That's pretty sweet.
It's on YouTube.
That's cool. I'll look for that.
Google like Cornmo or Google Cornmo John Cameron Mitchell. You might find it. It's a really bad quality.
Yeah, so Short Bus also features a rather memorable display of auto fellatio.
It does.
A dude sucking his own dick.
It does. And isn't there a like three-way man tripod in that of some kind?
Yeah, there might have been.
Like a guy in the middle getting finger cuffed and then like two guys.
Well, I mean,
A-frame.
It's hard to remember sometimes, you know, TV and real life kind of blend together.
And then there's the whole,
I'm not really sure.
There's the whole thing where the main character can't have an orgasm, so she's like jacking off through the entire movie. It was distracting.
Yeah.
That can be.
Right. So Short Bus, just the whole movie. Okay, next is actually probably a podcast favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint.
Hang on a second. I'm going to pause and save.
Okay.
Hunt for Red October.
Schwartz.
Is no. it? Oh, it's his Schwartz?
No.
From when he was young?
No.
Oh. No. What is it?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He's blue.
Predator.
No.
Spock.
Predator 2.
Spock. No.
Avatar?
Whatever. You people are retarded.
Hey, wait, no.
Who had a giant blue dick on screen for half the movie?
Watchmen.
Right.
That's a good one.
But it it's a CG dick, so it's effectively, it's a stunt cock.
Yeah, it's definitely a virtual stunt cock.
Okay, next we have...
Is that the most dick that's ever been on a regular movie? Ever? Like non-sexual movie?
Like, it's just sort of there.
I'll say the owl ship sex scene in that movie was a good sex scene. That was hot. That was like a well done doing it on a movie. That's a lot of cock in that.
Were
though.
You engorged?
Not like the good professor.
Right. Okay, next we have one of your favorite people.
Okay.
Ben Stiller in There's Something About Mary.
That's not real though. It doesn't
really count. Yeah,
it's like a piece of silicone sticking out of his fly.
Yeah. It's not real.
Yeah, it's not my list. It's
they're stretching.
ILM.
Right.
Frank Dempsey. It was funny though, and jarring.
No, yeah, the first time I saw that movie, I nearly died.
Saw it in high school and was like, "Whoa!"
That was like the first real like gross out '90s comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the rest of them that copied it made me to where if I watch that now it's not funny.
Yeah, it was just funny. It just seen a fireman walking like through the window, just like, what's going on here? And just kind of
oh god,
yeah, that was good
because it turned into like Three's Company all of a sudden. Yeah. You're like, what?
Coming to Canada.
I love when he's leaving at the end. He's leaving Mary, and he's just like, it's just really. I don't know. That's a good scene. Whatever. Go ahead.
Okay.
Dicks.
Next, we have Ewan McGregor, who got a little flash in Trainspotting, but then had a proper follow-up in The Pillow Book.
Never saw The Pillow Book. I don't even know what that is.
Right. Neither do I, but apparently his dick's all over it.
All right,
that it and Young Adam, which I've also never heard of.
Oh, hang on, I'm looking it up.
It's a 2003 Scottish thriller.
I think
it was just
like
actually balls. A hookup.
Images.
His name was Adam. He was young.
Apparently in Young Adam, he had a semi.
Hang on. Okay, so I should look up Young Adam. Wow. Of course, Google suggests that for me.
Yeah.
What did you type?
Next one.
There's his dick. Hang on.
Where?
At buggery.org. Ah, he's not circumcised. Gross.
Well, he's not American.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They only do that here.
He has too much pubes.
Fucking barbarians.
Too much hair covering that bird.
he needs to shave his bird. That's too much.
Okay. Well, the next one is one we've already established.
Okay. What was that?
That was Jason Segel and Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. Lots of cock in that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, flippity.
He is he's a monster of a man. He's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's all torso.
Okay. Next, we have the entire cast of Caligula.
Oh.
Anyone seen it?
Wasn't that made in like the 60s?
79.
I was going to say
that. I never
it's just like
I never
the
did
60s.
Really see it.
Neither did I.
The full Monty is on this list somewhere.
Right. But including Peter O'Toole, which is.
I'm Peter O'Toole.
Both his first and last names are euphemisms for right. Dick. That's wonderful.
What is that from?
I just saw it on something.
I did too, just recently.
Yeah. I was stealing the joke, and now you're acknowledging that
stole
okay.
it. Well, you're
thanks. Thanks. That's great.
I'm Peter O'Toole.
Right. But yeah, Peter O'Toole, Helen Mirren. Who I think in 79.
God, is Judy Dench in it?
In 79, she probably looked a lot better than she did in Requiem for a Dream.
Right.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Funny? Malcolm McDowell. I watched that 3 days ago.
Ass to ass. That movie's really disturbing.
Ass to ass.
Thanks, Maid Marian and Red Robin or whatever that shit was going on there.
No, her name was Maid Marian. He goes, "You're Maid Marian. Well, I'm Little John."
That's right.
Keith David is such a freak in that, man. I'm like, oh my God, Goliath is going to rape this girl. With his giant velvety purple gargoyle cock. Holy shit.
I don't think it's velvety.
Really, I would imagine there is a fur texture to it. It's not all leather. It's got kind of a velvet to it. Velveteen.
Right.
That movie, man. I watched the whole goddamn thing, and I don't know why.
Caligula was number three, leaving number one and two, which you should be able to guess.
With no hints?
Titanic.
As in the two probably most major cock shots in mainstream films.
Full Monty.
There's no Full Monty in the Full Monty.
Yeah, John Cleese didn't show his dick in that movie. In the stage play there is, but not in the movie.
Oh, well, yeah. In the one they showed at City Place before they closed that place down.
What are you talking about? You're talking about porn.
It was
cock shots from movies that don't involve Jason Segel.
Right.
Wild Things with Kevin Bacon.
No, Kevin Bacon is neither of them.
What? Oh, he does come out of the shower and show his bird, though, doesn't he?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is that everyone is so familiar with Kevin Bacon's bird at this point, nobody
cares.
I've
seen it invisible.
That's true.
I got nothing. Give me any hints at all?
Okay. Number two is from 1992.
Okay. Batman.
And
Batman Returns.
The whole point
Fresh
of
Prince.
The movie was that it had a big secret.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
the crying game.
There you go.
This is no ordinary.
I don't know. It was more shocking that, or what's his face is like lazy eye. They were both like horrifying.
Yeah,
That guy could never pull that trick again.
Almost
surprise
gives it up in the movie.
I was watching that with my first girlfriend. Because I was a freshman in high school,
and she was like, "Eli, I've got something to tell you."
I was there with another couple.
I've got a bird,
and I was literally drinking.
Meow 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 meow.
I was literally
bird in the bird.
I was literally drinking a soda when that scene happened, and I started choking. Like,
you made it through that whole movie without guessing she was a dude. Okay, in context, maybe not, because we really weren't exposed to that.
If you were a freshman in high, if you're a freshman in high school where I grew up, you're just like, "What? Did that dude just get hit by a truck?"
Well, she was British.
What the fuck? And then you're like, "What? What is actually going on?" And I worked at the movie theater, so all movies were free. We're like,
"I don't know, she was a pretty boy.
We'll go watch that."
And
almost died.
Watched that for the first time, probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, see, there's the big
difference. And having seen so many like. Transgender specials on Discovery Health Channel.
Right. You can spot them a mile away.
Just a dude.
Think about watching that, though, when you were like...
I honestly 15. Can't imagine watching it in the climate of 1992 in a theater and not knowing what was going to happen. I bet that was pretty shocking for people.
Yeah, it was.
Because you know some dudes were like semi getting it on with that movie.
Semi is already the right
I was
word.
Just trying. I mean, granted, I knew that Josh and I would be friends even at the age of 16. Because as soon as that dude gets hit by the by the bus, I was like, yes. Yes, this movie's awesome.
I don't remember anybody getting hit by a bus.
The
what happened?
Lover.
The man gets hit by a bus in that? Oh,
God, the man, guy that...
I just remember the cock and the balls.
No, the up to the...
That really had your full
The
attention.
First half of the movie is a totally different movie. And it the first half of the movie ends with some what guy about, getting hit by like a bus or a truck or something.
Wasn't Jeffrey Irons in a movie adaptation of like M. Butterfly?
Sure.
That's ringing the bell.
And that's like a true story, isn't it?
Whatever.
Because that guy actually pushed his dick inside his body. that was some technique they had. Like some mystic
that
Asian
literally was
technique.
A stump cock. We're back to...
All right, who's number one?
Okay, okay. And it's on so high. Number one, 1997.
I just scary moved to Dallas.
Scary Movie 2.
No. Good Green. Guess. No.
Batman and Robin.
This features someone that you you like to impersonate occasionally.
Okay, that does not narrow it down. Scott right. Stapp.
Yes. No. No.
Ian McKellen?
He,
Peter
Peter he wants you to say hi to your mother for him.
Really? Mark Wahlberg showed his dong?
Yeah, even though it's not real.
Oh, not his that's dong. Not his dong?
I remember working in the movie theater when that came out.
Right.
And was hey. Like, oh.
Hi, I'm Mark Wahlberg. Here's my penis. It's a big shiny star. Say hello to your mother for
whether,
me.
Whether it's a stunt double or not, he still had to like drop trowel and have that attached. So
see,
I could kind of see where that sword accounts. Even though
I think it was a disappointment that we had to see it flaccid because it wasn't super impressive
right.
flaccid.
Like the whole point of the movie was about how majestic.
Right, and his I had to project a lot of dick onto his like you know right. regular. I mean, okay, it was probably as big flaccid as the average man's penis, but if it was like 13 inches erect, that would have been a lot more impressive to show on screen.
That's like a little sword.
It is. It's like Sting.
In Assassin's
Creed. Does it glow blue? Yeah, I don't know.
Only when orcs are around.
So, my dick glows blue in the presence of orcs, yeah.
Right. That's a handy tip.
No, it's a handy tip
actually,
as well.
I'm actually hey. Sure that that's in Lord of the Cock Rings. That
okay, happens. So we've done a whole hour of this, so it's time to stop the post show.
Dicks.
So again, dicks, blue dicks. Oh!
Right, what?
Dr. Manhattan's dick glows blue.
Yeah.
In the presence of everything.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't have to. He can make it not if he wanted to.
I love when he's banging that chick and she's like what are you just fucking, what are you doing in there? He's like, I thought I could service you and also do my physics work over here.
Right. I totally have been.
It's important. This is kind of what I gotta do.
Well, no, I like whenever he's going to town on her and then she looks and there's actually four of him going to town on her.
Yeah.
I like how she looks across.
And then she's like pissed off about it. And I'm like, fuck you.
No, really, seriously.
5 seconds ago when your eyes were closed, you were loving that.
I like how there were four down there, one working on the thing, and then he looks over and there's another one jerking off in front of the computer.
Right. He's like, I'm over this over here. It's actually... He needed one of himself to be on the computer jerking off to porn because he can't get off to her anymore.
Right, right.
So he's faking his own orgasm.
Right. Across time and
across
space.
Across the room.
Okay, I'm stopping the podcast.
And that explains the tiger.
Dicks.